He kicked in for a car when they were married.
Did you put down a down payment?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$3,000.
Then bailed her out after they split.
Because they were going to repossess it.
I paid the $1,700 to get the car.
You had the car 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
How much did you pay it off for?
$10,379.30.
But his ex drives a hard bargain.
You have the car back.
Yes.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Michelle Plater is suing her ex-husband, Michael Plater, for an unpaid title loan on a Chevy Impala.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 193 on the calendar in the matter of Plater versus Plater.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Okay. Ms. Plater, this is your ex-husband.
Yes, ma'am.
And after he was your ex-husband, when he became your ex-husband, you had a jointly owned car.
Yes, ma'am.
When were you divorced?
We were divorced October 14.
And what kind of car was this that was jointly owned?
It was Chevy Impala, 2013 Chevy Impala.
Did you have any marital property when you were divorced?
No, we didn't have any marital property.
Well, you were divorced in what state?
Georgia.
And when you went, did you go before a judge or was it done on papers? Did you have a lawyer?
We initially signed papers, but...
You what?
We initially signed papers, but I did not go to court.
Did you live in a house or rent a house or own a house?
At the time, Michael was buying the house. It was Michael's house. It wasn't mine.
And the house was given to him in the divorce?
It was initially his house. He was making the down payments to rent to own the house.
Why wasn't the car, the title to the car, disposed of in the divorce?
I had the ownership of the car when we had a divorce.
Plaintiff owned it?
Yes.
In your name only?
He was the co-owner.
Well, was there a loan out on the car?
Michael wanted to get a loan out on the car, but he couldn't do anything without me signing for it.
Just a second. You're trying to tell me your story. I'm trying to get background.
Okay.
How many children do you have?
Two.
Are any of them children that you had with the defendant?
No.
What year did you get married?
2001.
How old are your children?
18 and 28.
So both of them lived with you for periods of time?
Yes.
What kind of work did you do between 2001 and 2015?
I did home health care, and then I did pet company.
Did you work constantly from 2001 to 2015?
No, ma'am.
What kind of work did your husband do?
He was a truck driver.
So he supported the family?
Yes, ma'am, basically.
How much did you pay for the Impala? How much did you pay for the Impala, sir?
It was about $13,000.
Did you put down a down payment?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$3,000.
And you put down the down payment because she didn't have any money.
Right.
For the time that you drove the car, Ms. Plater, from 2013 until 2015, when you divorced, who made the payments?
I did.
From what money?
From my regular job.
Which
job? I was making from home health care.
You worked from 2013 to 2015 in home health care? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am, minus 8 months.
In the 8 months, who made payments on the car?
There was no payments made on the car.
Then they would have repossessed it.
For 3 months. I turned it in.
Well, what car are we talking about with the title loan?
The Impala.
When did you turn the car in?
After I had my accident.
In what year was that?
That was in 2015.
After the divorce?
Yes, ma'am.
In what month did you turn in the car?
June 6th, 2015.
You turned in the car because they were going to repossess it.
He was not going to repossess it.
Who was not going to?
Mr. Webster, the man that I got the car from. I just called him and asked him to come pick it up because I wasn't going to be able to pay it because I was still out from being hurt.
Got it. Okay. Now, at that point, did you pay?
Yes, ma'am. I went up there and paid the $1,700 to get the car.
The person that she bought it from?
Yes, ma'am. And when we got our divorce, I had got her signed a no-test divorce. The only thing out of the divorce she got was the car that she was making payments on. But when she lost the car, I went up and got it. Well, in 2000,
I did not lose the car.
Well, you actually lost the car because you couldn't make payments on it, so you gave it back to the person who you had bought it from. He went and made up your payments of $1,700. So far, he's got $4,700 in this car. Now, you kept the car for 1 year.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
which year, from when to when?
I kept it up to this year, 2000, June, I think June the 4th.
So you had the car for 1 year or two? You had the car 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Did you make the payments on the car for
that
2 years?
Yes, ma'am. I paid it off in November the 25th of 2015.
How much did you pay it off for?
$10,379.30. Well, when I lost my job, when I got depressed, lost my job, I took my 401k money and paid all my bills since I was out of work, and I went to pay the car off.
So you paid off the car?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you and the plaintiff take out a title loan on the car?
The 1st of January of 2016.
And how much of a title loan did you take out?
It was a little bit over $9,000.
How much did you pay back of the title loan?
Well, you know, I was out of work. I paid just back the interest. I was paying on it for about like 8 months till I found me a better job.
How much did you pay back on the title loan? Because that's what we're here talking about.
About $3,500.
Would you look up for me, Bird? How much of that money did you get of that $9,000?
Out of three of us, I got about $3,000.
Which three of you?
Yeah, I took the loan out to help my son. She took a little part of it, and I took the part to catch my bills up, too.
Whose son?
Our son.
You have a son together?
Well, no. I called him my son. I raised him for 16 years.
You mean the one who's 28?
Yes, ma'am. And when he was in medical school, I was still paying his cell phone bill, insurance, and stuff he needed.
So you took $3,000?
Yes, ma'am.
For yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
She took
$3,000? No, she took a little bit, like $1,200. The rest of it was, like, between me and my son.
That's not true, Your Honor. That is not
true. Okay. Would you look up, Bird? This is a 2000 Chevrolet Impala, 2013?
2013, yes, ma'am.
Would you look up the value of the Impala, please? Because you have the car back.
Yes, ma'am, I have the car now.
Just a second.
I have it.
You have it?
Yes.
Is he still co-owner?
I have the title.
You have the title? In your name?
I have the title, yes.
Just a second. So you have the title in your name?
Well, my name is on it, his name is still on it, but I have the title.
Okay.
Because I paid off the loan.
Well, he paid off a big chunk of most of the loan on this car.
No, ma'am.
On the first loan.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, sure he did. He put down the down payment. He made the payments when he drove the car, and then he paid off the entire loan, and you have the car.
Private party,
Well, let me just take a look.
There you go.
Where would it be?
Yeah, I paid the loan off.
Those would be your choices.
So it's anywhere from $9,000 to $10,000.
$9,000 to $10,000.
But Your Honor. Okay. When me and Michael went and got this loan, he had promised me that if I were to help him with this loan, because he needed the money to help our son pay his bills, and he wanted to get caught up with his mortgage. He promised me that he was going to pay back the loan. When he called me and said that, I said, okay, well, fine, I'll do that for you. Now, and the only monies that he gave me was $200 off the first title, the first amount that he got for the loan. Now, where he comes up with $1,200, no, ma'am.
Just a second. You have a car free and clear. You have a car that's worth $10,000 free and clear. You have it. It's your car. What I want you to tell me is how much of that car that's now worth $10,000 did you pay for? Forget about the loan. Forget about the title loan. How much of that car did you pay for?
I paid half of what that car was.
Well, explain that to me, how you paid for half. You made payments for 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
You made payments for 2 years, and there was still an outstanding balance. You still owed $1,700 when you turned the car back to the person who you purchased it from, and there was still payments that were due and owing on the car after he gave the guy $1,700 for your back payments. So what I'm asking you is, in total, how much money did you pay for the car?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Who do you live with now, Ms. Platter?
Me and my husband.
So you have a husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work?
No, ma'am.
Well, I suggest you get a job if you want to have a car.
But the cars are paid off.
By him!
And later today...
She wasn't happy with you. You weren't happy with her. She's living with her cousin, Alyssa, who you've been paying your half of the bills, is that right?
Of course, yes.
You didn't say to her, I'll pay my one-third.
No.
Which is actually perfectly fair.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Michelle Plater says ex-husband Michael Plater owes for a title loan on a Chevy Impala.
Now, what I'm asking you is, in total, how much money did you pay for the car?
I know I paid at least $7,000 on that car.
You have proof to show me that?
I do have proof that I paid that off.
May I see it, please?
Yes, sir. This is the bank statement, and this is a statement from the car dealership.
Mm-mm. I don't have anything.
Who do you live with now, Ms. Platter?
Myself. Me and my husband.
So you have a husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I suggest you get a job if you want to have a car.
But the cars are paid off.
Okay. By him! That's what...
But
you have the car. You know, if he kept the car and said, well, I want you to take out this title loan...
He didn't want the car. That's the point. He didn't want the car. He just left me with this, with the bill for Title Max because he wanted to get his truck. And then when I mentioned to him that you promised to say, you said you were going to pay this off, because, see, I didn't even know the title was still in my name. I did not know this until he called me and told me that. That's why I went up there a couple of times and had to sign and all this other stuff.
Just a second. At the time you signed for the title loan, who had possession of the car?
He did.
Just a second. At the time you signed for the title loan, he had possession of the car. Now you have possession of a car that's totally paid off. Sell it. You'll get $10,000. Sell it. When he asked you for the title loan, he was paying the guy. He was paying for the car.
But he said he had been
okay.
paid the
We're
car.
We're done.
Please excuse me, step out.
Even though he got the car, he still lied about the amount he gave me.
I think it's fair.
He did not give my son any money.
And my son, me and him clear on that.
I'm just upset because he lied about it.
I mean, I don't know why she's suing me about something she owned.
I have possession of the vehicle.
I was just nice enough to call her to say, if you want the car, you can go get it. But then, next thing you know, she get the car, and then she want to sue me.
I just was mad because he stiffed me with that title loan bill.
No more title loan.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Madden versus Blunt. Step forward.
Latasha Madden is suing her ex-boyfriend, Arthur Blunt Jr., for unpaid rent and late fees.
Ms. Madden, the defendant was your boyfriend, and you leased a townhouse together, a two-bedroom townhouse together. When did you lease it?
Well, we leased it for 2.5 years, but for our last lease was from July 31st, 2016, I'm sorry, to July 31st, 2017.
When did you first move into this townhouse together? What year?
We moved in July 2014.
And you don't have children together?
No.
Who lived in the townhouse in 2016?
Myself and the defendant.
Who else?
My cousin, Alyssa.
Cousin Alyssa is how old?
Alyssa is 22.
What does she do?
She's a college student.
When did she move in?
Alyssa moved in when we moved into the apartment in 2014.
Did she occupy a bedroom?
Yes, she did.
And you and Mr. Blunt occupied a bedroom?
Yes, we did.
Are you still in the townhouse?
No, I am not.
When did you move out?
I moved out August 1st, 2017.
And when did Alyssa move out?
Alyssa moved out around October 2016.
When did Mr. Blunt move out?
Around the same time, October 2016.
Why did Alyssa move out?
Alyssa went back home with her mother.
So she lived with you for 2 years. I moved out about the same time as the defendant moved out.
Yes.
How much rent did Alyssa pay, your cousin pay, in the townhouse that she occupied half of?
She did not pay.
Did you ever discuss that with Mr. Blunt?
Yes. Prior to us even moving into the apartment, we discussed it.
And he was okay with it?
Yes, he was.
After he moved out, was he ever back in the townhouse?
Just to come and get his things here and there, yes.
For how many days in October of 2016 was he back and forth to get his things?
Maybe once or twice.
In October?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt, when you came back to get your things in October, was Alyssa still there?
Yana, I believe she was still there. Alyssa,
You believe she was still there? What makes you think that she was still there in October?
Because she had a room, she had a bed.
So the bed was
there? Her belongings.
And her clothes were there in October?
Right. I never got...
Now, you left in October. Did you pay the rent? November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July? Did you pay the rent?
Yes.
Good. And now your lawsuit wants him to pay... his half of the rent.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know, I'm dealing with your verbal abuse. You know, she calls me slow, retarded all the time. It was just a lot. So once she said I could get out, I was like, that's it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Latasha Madden says, ex-boyfriend Arthur Blunt Jr. owes for breaking their lease.
Now, were you happy that Mr. Blunt moved out of the house?
No, I was not.
Really? Okay, let's see. Let's see what you say. After living together, I realized we were very different and things began to change. Well, you were living together 2.5 years. I have a lot of male friends, and Arthur hated that. He's also obsessive compulsive and would get irate about the smallest things being out of place. He expected me to cook and clean every day. Arthur is a Muslim, and I believe he tried to turn me into a Muslim's wife without actually converting me. After I had a miscarriage, our relationship went downhill from there. He became distant. I felt neglected and abandoned. So are you telling me this is a person who you wanted to stay with you?
Yes, I did. I thought I did. I wanted to work it out with him. I wanted us to be a family.
All right. You want to tell me under what circumstances you left Mr. Blunt?
Yes, Latasha, she got to be very abusive, verbally, mentally, at times physically.
So it wasn't working out. She wasn't happy with you. You weren't happy with her. She's living with her cousin Alyssa, who you've been paying your half of the bills. I assume you each shared the rent, is that right?
Of course, yes.
You shared the rent. You didn't say to her, I'll pay my 1/3.
No.
Which is actually perfectly fair. You're sharing a room. There's a third adult living in the house that's her relative. You should be paying 1/3 of the rent. But for the 2.5 years, you paid your half of the rent. Alyssa paid nothing.
That's correct.
And she was still there, according to you, when you moved out. All of a sudden, miraculously, according to Miss Madden, the month you moved out, also Alyssa moved out. I'm not buying that. You want to tell me the circumstances that you moved out?
Yes.
You weren't happy with each other. That's a reason not to stay together. But tell me the circumstances. Do you remember the date?
I apologize. I'm not real good with dates. But she had went to Japan, I think it was around in August.
September.
So, don't interrupt him. He didn't interrupt you.
So she went to Japan, and prior going to Japan, you know, the normal thing, she's staying out late. I feel like being really disrespectful. We're having a lot of arguments. So when she got back from Japan, you know, I set her down, said, let's go get something to eat and let's talk, you know. And in the midst of that talking, we had another one of our arguments, and she basically told me, you know, you can get out. If you don't like the way things are, you could get out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
So that was it for me. I said, I'm dealing with, you know, your cousin being here. You know, I'm dealing with your verbal abuse. You know, she calls me slow, retarded all the time. It was just a lot. So once she said I could get out, I was like, that's
whatever.
It.
She lived in the apartment. She didn't seek any relief until after the lease was over and she moved out. She moved out in August?
Yes.
Okay, so she didn't seek any relief until she moved out. So she lived there without you. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 10 months, sought no relief. Now she lived there comfortably, with her cousin Alyssa.
Correct.
No question. I don't know whether Alyssa's paying rent, whether your brother or sister, whoever's daughter she is helping out with her rent while she's in college. It doesn't make any difference to me. Now's not the time to come to ask him for half the rent. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Was it a charity for animals or a blank check for herself?
What you're saying is she has used it for her own personal benefit. Prove it.
Next Judge Judy.
I think it was unfair and unjust.
I think it was very fair.
I don't believe that I should be held responsible for him not paying, you know, his part of the rent.
I think initially she really broke the lease by moving her cousin in without my approval.
He stated that he would, you know, keep up his end of the bargain and continue to pay until the lease agreement was over, and he didn't do so.
I think she might have missed me or something, you know, maybe want to get back together.
You know, I reached out to him.
It's obvious she's not in any financial problems or anything, so.
Because I was getting support, I was getting help from my aunt to help me pay for my rent.
You know, there's no reason for me to lie.
And we're able to just to get past this and move on with our lives.
I think we're better apart, absolutely.